Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Go on, please.
But
let's start from the beginning so we can pick it.
Blessed is the man.
Blessed is the man
who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Nor stand in the path of sinners.
Nor stand in the path of sinners.
Nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Bible says this man is blessed. Read and amplify it again for me. I want us to capture it.
Blessed.
Happy.
Fortunate.
Prosperous.
And enviable.
Is
the man who walk and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Listen to this. When a man is walking in the counsel of the ungodly, even though his net worth is $3 billion, he's a poor man. You didn't get it. Even though he has a plane of $100 million, that man is poor. Oh, see, you have a choice to choose whether you will agree with God or you will agree with the world system. Are you with me now? Now, you need to understand what God wants to give you. It's not money. God will never give anybody money. Never. What God wants to give you is Himself in your spirit. Please don't forget. Poverty is not lack of money. It's lack of God in your spirit. Oh, are you following, please? Understand that what God promised Abraham is what? The blessing. The blessing. And the blessing is Jesus. Because Galatians 3:14 says, it is that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, the Gentiles. And you see, when the Lord said to him in Genesis chapter 12, that it is in you all the families of the earth. All the what?
Families of the earth.
It means the moment Jesus was born, the whole world was blessed. So you see that God had already taken away poverty from the earth. Not that He will take it away. What is poverty? Lack of God in your spirit. See, stop thinking naira. That's an animal thinking. That's a reduced thinking. Which one is more important? Your soul or your clothes?
Soul.
Your soul or the house you sleep inside?
My soul.
Imagine a mansion that has AC, but you cannot sleep inside it. One of our leaders told us about a man that he went to pray. I think it was Brogbilia Koni. He went to preach somewhere, and you see, they put him, the rich man that he was in that meeting, came to him and said, look, I don't know what happened, I can't sleep. When the man took Brogbilia to his house, very large place, bed big, everything there, but the man can't sleep. He sleeps on the mat. Brogbilia said he slept on the bed and scattered his leg. So what's the essence of money that has a big bed? Money can buy bed but can't buy sleep.
It can't buy rest.
It can't buy sleep. Can't buy rest. Who is now more wealthy? The one who can sleep or the one who cannot but have the money to buy a big bed? You see how you sleep and you are restful. Some rich people cannot sleep. So please don't forget. You see, we are tracing something for us. This is what the Holy Spirit said we should trace. It is from when Israel became a nation. The only thing that will happen to Israel is that they will be a hallelujah.
Amen.
A great nation. But the blessing is for all the families of the earth, including their own Jew. So imagine if they became a great nation, but they missed the blessing. Oh, you are not following me. Oh. Eh? They rejected the Messiah. They missed the blessing, the real owners of the blessing. That's why Paul said, I wish I was accursed that Israel may be saved. I wish I was cursed, Paul said that too. Because how can the owners of the blessing reject the blessing? But they are glorying in their becoming a great nation. So don't envy people who God says they are not prosperous. No. Imagine somebody is sitting down and drinking Gouda and he parks Infinity Jeep and you are passing. And the car is in tikidi. And I say, ah, oh Lord, help me too. Help me what? Don't envy that. Blessed is the man. Huh? Oh, when I began to see this thing, I said, Kai, I am blessed. I am blessed. Imagine somebody that is blessed, that is still saying I am poor. Imagine somebody that accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And truly following, he was now praying like this, oh Lord, when will you do my own? Oh, you didn't follow me. He is blessed, yet he does not know. Because even his own eyes is on material things. And when we tell some of you that you become great, what are you thinking of?
Money.
Why is it that our head is being corrupted? When they say, I am Pastor so and so. Your name is Sister Rose. You say yes. Actually, as I was praying 3 days ago, I saw that there's a great glory ahead of you. Because imagine they say there's a great glory ahead of you. What does she think about? Big house, big car, nice wedding clothes, children. That's what the person called glory.
Business.
Say. How you will come with your guinea and your family will come and say, Adupe. That's what is in somebody's head. In the moment they mention glory, I want you to go somewhere in the scripture. You want to see glory today. John 12:28. Are you all there?
Yes.
We want to understand glory. Because each time somebody say, I say glory before you, Brother Joseph, the next thing somebody is thinking about is how you will be the chief of army staff with several cars. John 12:28. Read it for me.
Father,
listen. Father, glorify
your name.
Then came then a voice
from heaven
saying, I like King James. What is not saying? Saying. What he said that time, he's still saying it. His present continuous. What was it that Jesus said? Glorify your name. Is that not what he said?
Yes.
Look at what God replied Jesus, even our Jesus. Please listen.
I have both glorified.
I have what?
Both glorified.
Uh-huh.
And we glorify it again.
I have what?
Both glorified.
I have actually glorified it. But at what?
I will glorify it again.
Please. The glory, when you say, when we now pray and say, oh Lord, glorify your name in my life, what are you thinking of?
Money.
God's name being glorified for you is car. It's material things. Whereas, glorify your name that this one is talking about is what? That I may die for the sins of the world. John 17, start from verse 1.
After Jesus had
thank you there. Just let the other be there. I want to hear this translation.
Jesus.
No, let's hear this translation first.
John 17.
Okay, King James, read for
Jesus
us.
Spoke
Jesus spoke these words.
Lifted up his eyes to heaven.
He lifted up his eyes to heaven
and said,
Father,
the hour has come. Glorify your son. That your son also may glorify him. As you have given him authority over all flesh. That he should give eternal life to as many as you have given.
Please go on. Now go to verse. What verse is that?
Verse 4.
I have what?
Glorified you.
I have glorified you on the earth. How does your own put it?
I have brought glory to you here on earth.
I have brought glory to you here on earth. Go on.
By doing everything you gave me to do.
I have finished the work which you have given me.
Okay. Now he said, I have glorified you on the earth. How did I glorify you?
By finishing.
If you say, let my life glorify you, if you are a disciple of Jesus, how will your life glorify him? By doing everything he asks you to do. Not by making money. Oh, are we together?
Yes,
sir. Somebody say, hey, if it's what the Bible says, so I'm alone here. Hallelujah. Imagine Jesus. I want you to see something about the Lord. Imagine Jesus Christ, the owner of everything. He was to be born. They gave birth to him where animals are living. In a manger. To tell you that material things on earth means nothing to God. It means nothing to God. When Jesus Christ said, I have glorified you on the earth, which mansion did he build? Which estate did he buy? Which car did he own? Nothing.
He did not have with us.
Nothing. So, whenever you are praying, that my life may glorify you, stop thinking money. Stop thinking business. Stop thinking big shop. Stop thinking the way you sit down in your shop and you have several servants saying, that one customer alone. Who stood there? Kilo Shembe, that one customer alone. That's not the blessing. Oh, hallelujah. I used to picture myself inside Jeep. And I remember I have a popular song. You know, when I'm coming, I'm outside. Ekwele, mommy. Ekwele. I used to picture it. And I'll be greeting people in the street. You know, Ekwele. Ah, you're there. And when I enter our street, I used to picture the way my car will enter our street. With a tinted glass, you know. And now we're on in the front of our gates. I will picture that my mother will not know I'm the one. I used to picture it like that. Stupid me. Because I thought that blessing is having a car. And I will do pam 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 pam. And maybe my mother will now say, who is that? Who is not having, who is not allowing us to hear what? And I'll just laugh and say, if they know how much God has done for me. Imagine the car I've not driven. I have driven it in my heart. And they will come. And I will say, my mother will just say, what is my mother also rejoicing over? A car. Even if you don't have money to buy fuel to go back, you should have brought the car. Before the Lord started saying, have you seen Psalm 1 verse 1? When I saw Psalm 1 verse 1, he said, that's a blessed man. I said, God, are you telling us that we will not have money? He said, is that what I said? Did I say like that to you? I'm saying first, the blessing you already have when you receive Jesus. You remember? Oh, hallelujah. I won't touch that scripture now because I felt that's the scripture I should close with. So you find out that Judah is called the lion of the tribe of Judah. Isaiah said, a branch shall go out of Judah. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. His name shall be called Wonderful. When you receive him, these are the dimensions of what you experience. I want to teach you something that the Lord helped me. Wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Open to Isaiah. You don't know where it is in your scripture? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. His name shall be. This is a dimension of what his name, his authority, his character will release into your life. Wonderful. Your translation may not have that. Wonderful.
Counselor.
Don't worry, I know it. Mighty God.
Everlasting Father.
Prince of Peace. Now take note of this. You are seeing who you received. Your life will never stop being full of wonder. Oh, you are not following me. This is not calculated experiences. What is wonder? Things that goes beyond your expectation. You see, when you come into Christ, you are set for adventures. Wonderful. Full of wonder. Let me tell you something. God said, if you came to Christ and we are not seeing wonders, that people look at you and say, Sister Bossy, honestly, we cannot explain. How did you do it? That's wonderful. Counselor means you can't miss road again. Because he who will always counsel you lives inside you. You are not following me. Oh, you are not following me. The counselor constantly lives in you to give you divine direction. All you need to do is to be sure you are in him. When you say mighty God, this term connotes that when you say something is mighty, you cannot be opposed, you cannot be conquered. Nobody raises a battle against you and will, because the mighty one is with you. Emmanuel, God is with us. Everlasting Father, take note of the introduction of the word Father. Again, you are not lonely in life. You are not an orphan. Receiving this Jesus, the blessing, is to have the everlasting Father. You have a Father. You are no more fatherless. There is no such thing as, I was abandoned, I was left alone. If you understand who Jesus is, you are not left alone. You see, you can't even be alone anymore. Because as a father is not supposed to abandon his children, so will the everlasting. You know of everlasting, and I love the word everlasting. That means when others are tired, this one is everlasting. It lasts. This is a father that does not get tired of you. Everlasting. Prince of Peace. I sang a song this morning in my quiet time. And those of you that are not the Apostolic Church member, you will not know this song. And Brother Joseph can remember. He says, Jesu ye ko to si wa la fun wa mo. Tori o la gbara la ti gbala. Jesu ye ko to. You see, I kept singing it over and over. Jesu ye ko. You see, that song hits me like fire this morning. Jesu ye. That means Jesus lives and I have no problem again. Nothing can upset me again. There is no such thing as how will my life be? The one who is standing for me is alive. The blessing. Prince of Peace. Listen, that's why if you don't know who you have received, you may be a religious person. You remember those we went to preach to today? Are you, who is in charge of your life? Say, it's Christ now. Christ is not controlling my life. I say, how? I was born into Christianity. It's not the same. It's not the same. The blessing. This Jesus Christ is the blessing. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What God wants to make you understand. Hallelujah. That's why what you must grow in is to grow in the blessing. Let me ask you, which one is, do you think is more important? The blessing or a blessing?
The blessing.
The blessing or a riches?
The blessing.
The blessing. If I now carry the blessing and I'm trekking, and the man who carries riches drives past, who should have more confidence?
The blessed man.
Okay, may God truly give you confidence.
Amen.
You see that even some of you, your brain is trying to adjust. You are trying to adjust, Abrominga. I'm trekking. Do you know me about trekking? Hallelujah. Do you know? Hallelujah. Do you know what it means to be trekking and be singing? You are joyful. That's why the fruit of the Spirit is joy, not happiness. Because joy is greater. Happiness is circumstantial.
Joy is within.
Happiness is when something is good. You see how some of you can just squeeze your face and say, what happened? I don't like the way that, I don't like it. Please, please. You can, if you are not careful, you can show displeasure, but your joy must not depart. Joy is what he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So when you see yourself depressed, you have lost joy. No matter what happens on the outside, joy keeps you on the inside. So imagine me now, I'm the blessed. Hey, and I'm trekking from Ijayojo Korok to Agbado Crossing. That's how I used to trek, and I used to wash toilets. That's how I feed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Imagine now, the blessed man is trekking, but those who carry material where they will perish are driving past. You see the uselessness of the world. No wonder when Christ came, he never pursued it. But we are going somewhere. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm trekking, I'm singing songs like, when we walk with the Lord, in the light of his word, what a glory is. You know, if somebody that is driving past with a Sequoia Jeep or Toyota Infinity or Infinity car, if the person is passing and they see me, and I say, trust and obey, for there's, you know, they may likely say, I am what? He said, how can this brother not have car to work with and is happy? Because the world standard say you can only be happy when you have something to drive. Oh, you are not with me now. When you stand like this and you are speaking, oh, praise the Lord. You know, the first time I stood and I was preaching in a place, and I saw people, wealthy people. Some of them maybe professors, some of them are managers of companies, many of them are really, really big people. They were sitting and jotting notes while I was preaching in a large church. You see, when you stay with the blessing, you will soon be talking and instructing those with riches. Oh, you are not following me. And you don't necessarily have to be a preacher. Daniel is not a preacher. When you stay and speak to the blessing, you will soon begin to instruct those that have riches. And you don't necessarily have to be on the pulpit to do that. Hallelujah. Are you following me, please? Daniel carried the blessing. Amen.
Amen.
What do you notice? They were carrying the gold of Babylon. They wanted to give Daniel. Because the praise have rentash. If you stay and grow in the blessing, it is a must to command riches. We are going to teach you how. It's a pathway. Listen to me. The church has been robbed. We've been robbed, Isola. Imagine, if I give Damilola this book, she will have this house. Are you getting it now? Imagine, look at it. If I give her this book, she will possess this house. Now, I now ask her to be pursuing the house without giving her the book. Error. The thing that will make her possess this whole place is here. And now keep this place, this book, that will make her possess this whole place. I kept it away and I said, go and get the house. How will she ever get it? That's what the church is doing. We left the blessing and started pursuing riches. And in order to keep us busy, Satan wants us to stay like that. And he will keep brushing our mind with useless, empty testimony. Many people who give testimony of big contract today, they became bankrupt in the next 2 years. They can't come back again to tell us. Those who give testimony now and say, oh, great things happened to me. God help me, thank God. Arm robbers came and stole. Their child became sick. They can't come back. That thing they gave testimony on, they will have another prayer point. Last year, Lord, I gave testimony that you gave me this contract. Why is my child now sick? He won't come and tell us. Wait. The blessing. Are you with me? Don't miss this. I plead with you, friends. What God wants to give you is God in your spirit. There is a way. If you are not careful, Satan wants to take away your focus from the blessing and you will be pursuing rat race. You will be involved. Imagine you were ordained to kill a lion. You are pursuing rabbits. And after killing the rabbit, you say, come and see my rabbit. Oh. See. And everyone looks at you and says, Kai, you are supposed to be a killer of lions. The capacity in you can kill lions, but now you are pursuing small rabbits all around. That's how the church is. The blessing. What did Brother Abraham do to be anything? Obedience. What did Solomon do before nations were bringing things? Obedience. Sacrifice. What did Esther do to become the queen of the land? Nothing serious. She only submitted under discipleship. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
What did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did to be made vice president of the land? Nothing. Consecration. So when you see, hallelujah,
amen.
Brother Daniel said, I will not defile myself. Shadrach said, I will not defile myself. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we will not bow. Go and read that story. After their God delivered them, they became leaders of the land. And they had riches. Does that not agree with someone? Blessed is the man that does not walk the counsel of the ungodly. They stood with consecration. They stood with holiness. They stood with Christ. What are we talking about? Excuse me. When Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, did he labor to say, hey, because of my death, where is Judas? Peter, help me arrange the money. You know, Peter helped me arrange the money that we are going to use to buy my tomb. Did you hear Jesus say something like that? Did he say like that? Please, who bought his tomb? A rich man, Joseph of Arimathea. Did he plan for it? This is men of the blessing will command riches. I will touch that later. You are not with me now. I'm going somewhere. Amen. Understand the blessing. Now, let's go a little bit. Galatians 3:14. In your life, understand this. He became cursed for us. He redeemed me from the curse of the law. So that the blessing. Hallelujah. That's why immediately John came. What was his message? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Some of you don't understand it. Jesus also came and began to preach. The Bible says from that time forward, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Do you know the meaning of is at hand? It's an Elizabethan language. It's at hand means the kingdom of God is here. It's here. Now, take note of the word kingdom. It can be divided to king and domain. The domain of the king. Which king do you think Jesus is announcing? God. A king is known by his authority. His sovereignty, His rulership, His wealth. The glory of a king is how much influence he can wield over a domain. When you enter a domain, who is their king will speak the moment you enter. If you enter a domain, the authority and power of their king speaks to you. Anytime you enter a kingdom, you contact the authority of their king. You enter the territory of their king. When you enter the kingdom of God, you enter into the authority of God, the domain of God. And God now said, that kingdom is coming to live inside you. So if the king has his domain inside you, what is it around you that you cannot dominate? You are not following this. If the king has his living and existence inside you, and this king that we are coming to introduce, because repent for the kingdom of God, that means turn away from your understanding. Come now to a new understanding where God the king is coming to rule within you. He's coming to rule in your midst. I am the one representing the ordering in of a new kingdom, the kingdom of God. When God says, I want to live inside you, you remember that statement, I think in Corinthians, he said, therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Therefore come out from among them, be ye separate. He said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, I will be their God, I will dwell in them. So this king says, I want to dwell in you. If I dwell in you, I dwell in the fullness of my authority. So I want to ask you, when you enter the kingdom of God, if you enter the kingdom of Solomon, won't you have the feel and the touch that Solomon rules here? When Solomon was king, once you enter Israel, you will know. Because the feel, the touch, the aura, the saints, the glory, the authority of Solomon is reflected on everything. As a king. A king is so powerful that when they take his staff to anywhere, you must respect the word that they brought. Not that he wasn't there. It's just that the staff came. The staff came and everybody must bow. Yes, sir. Is that what the king said? Why? The staff is there. Jesus came to extend the kingdom to us. And he's telling us the kingdom of God lives inside you the moment you receive this Jesus. That means you are carrying in you the blessing. That's why what God wants to give to you is what you should focus on. Your growth is a growth in the kingdom. It's a growth in Christ himself. So what you call glory is not glory. Hallelujah. You see, I did a little digression. So let me go back. When Jesus said glorify your name, glorify me now, he was talking about the will of God, the purpose of God. That's the glory. And if you check John 1:14, he said the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the begotten of the Father, full of what? So what is glory? Grace and truth. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. The glory we beheld is full of grace and truth. So when a man grows in the grace of God, he grows in Christ, he's growing in the blessing. Because the blessing is Christ that was promised Father Abraham. Why are we repeating this? It must be clear to you that your pursuit is not material things. Do you know Jesus Christ taught severally? And let's just look at that, and then we come back, and then we see how we can close. You saw that. Look at, there are other teachings in the Bible, but can we just look a little bit at Mark chapter 12, verse 40 to 42. Now, I want us to see the following scriptures. Please, Motun, let's see some of the statement Jesus made. Yes?
Luke 12:15-21.
Yes.
NIV.
Go on.
And he told them this parable.
Okay.
The ground of a certain rich man yielded.
Go on. The land of a certain rich man brought forth, yes? Go on.
He thought to himself.
That rich man talks to himself.
What shall I do?
Yes.
I have no place to store my crops.
Uh-huh.
Then he said,
mm-hmm.
This is what I will do.
This is what I will do.
I will tear down my barns.
I will tear down my barns.
And build bigger ones.
I will build bigger ones.
And there I will store my surplus grains.
I will store my surplus grains.
And I will say to myself.
Say to myself.
You have plenty of grain laid up for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Take life easy.
You see that?
Eat.
Is this not a rich man talking? He has a lot of investment. Is that not so?
Mm-hmm.
Go on, please.
Eat.
Eat.
Drink. And be merry.
Uh-huh.
But God said to him.
God said to him.
You fool.
You fool.
This very night.
This night.
Your life will be demanded from you.
Your life will be demanded.
Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
Uh-huh.
This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God.
Did you see that? Did you see that? So you can look at Jesus himself, the blessing, talking about a rich man. Who stores things for himself? Who says, relax, take it easy, life is good. But it's not rich towards God. Heaven says, this night, that thing you are celebrating will require your life. We will now see who inherit all this. Yes?
Luke 14:12. Then he also said to him, who invites him?
Mm-hmm.
When you give a dinner or a supper.
When you give a dinner or supper.
Do not ask your friends.
Don't ask your friends.
Your brothers. Your relatives. Your rich neighbors.
Don't even call your rich neighbors.
Lest they also invite you back.
They may have to invite you back.
And you'll be repaid.
You'll be repaid.
But when you give a feast.
When you want to do a party.
Invite the poor.
Invite who?
The poor.
You want to do a birthday party. Who do you say you should invite? Go on. Look at this.
The maimed.
The maimed. Now, what can good news read? Look what?
This is
14:13. Verse 13. Luke 12:14. Luke chapter 14.
Then Jesus said, 13. Then Jesus said.
Yes. Don't invite your friends or brothers.
Or your relatives. Or your rich neighbors.
Or your rich neighbors.
For they will invite you back.
Uh-huh. They will invite you back.
And in this way. You will be paid. For what you did.
Go on. Keep on reading.
When you give a feast, invite the poor.
Invite the poor.
Crippled.
The what?
Crippled.
The what? The
crippled.
Invite crippled. Now, you see, this is Jesus talking. Instead of inviting rich people, in fact, your friends, your relatives, don't invite those people. Invite poor people. Crippled. Go on, my dear.
The lame.
And the blind.
And you will be blessed.
You will be blessed. You will be
blessed.
Loud and clear. You will be
blessed.
Uh-huh.
Because they are not able to pay you back. God will repay you.
God will
repay you.
God will
repay you.
So you can you do a useless party that has no repayment plan from heaven. The first time God confronted him, he said, I had to kneel down. I said, Lord, I'm not a Christian. This is my master saying, you want to do party, wedding ceremony, birthday party. Don't call your friend. Did you read it in your Bible?
Yes.
Ah, I see, you can't talk again. Is it in your Bible?
Yes.
Who are the people your invitation card should go to? Cripple, say it. Cripple, blind, lame, poor. People who cannot repay you. If I do a wedding, would I expect something inside that envelope?
Yes,
sir. Oh, see, listen. Yeah, my dear, damn, don't wait.
Hey.
See, let me tell you something. Close to my wedding, you see, I have to repent. I said, God, I thought I was a disciple. That's why a Christian is there from a disciple. You know, a disciple is supposed to be. Are you following me, friends?
Yes,
Motu? My dear sister, he said, when you are doing a feast, feasts. What is feast in Yoruba land? Nkwa joyo, ayeye, asheye, ojeye mi. You know, the feasts. You are doing a feast. Go and call him. Imagine you just go out now with your invitation card, your wedding invitation card. You are going to wed people are doing Bambiala. You are saying there's one wedding for me. Oh, you are not following me now. You say there's one wedding program on the 11th. Come. You give a blind man invitation card. See, you see, I thought Jesus was, look at your Bible. Is it parable? Was it parable? He said, look, Jesus Christ is teaching you the hallelujah. Jesus Christ is teaching you the pattern of the blessing. Is this what the church is doing? I need a perfect silence now. Is this what the church is doing? I remember I had to pray. I said, God, I thought I was a disciple. How can I be going about inviting crippled people? Imagine in your hall, how do you that are entering? They are doing like this. That day, I saw that Kai, who did not teach me what Christianity really means, they didn't tell me. Jesus himself said, since they cannot repay you, God will be the one rewarding you. So you see, the reward of calling the lame is greater than the reward of calling your friends. Are you with me? I told my wife, I said, sweetheart, this is what I saw in my Bible. Thank God for my wife. Our parents did not agree. You will go and, you know, you will hear something like, me o nirori buruku. Me a run. Ah, wapa fojuwa. Wapa biruwa. Do you know I was in between two things? Who do I obey? My parents or Jesus? Oh, look at this. Look, it may be funny to you, but it's not funny. No wonder some people did not experience true wealth. I will teach you something later about what Jesus himself said. Our Lord, our Master is powerful. Thank God for my lovely wife. My wife did something. See, till today. No, I think today now God accepts me. But in that time, I can't do it. I cannot do what my wife did. So when God began to deal with me, I now told her, I said, the Lord is wanting us to do something. You know, I said, Lord, I'm a preacher, but this one you are saying, it's hard for me. So we decided that we are going to cook part of our wedding, whatever, and take it to a particular place of the blind, the crippled, the lame, and go and celebrate our wedding with them. Yes. We couldn't because some people stole away. Maybe the rice finished before we know it. The plan didn't shall work out. But before that time, my wife did something. There's a particular place. I won't mention the name because of probably those. Okay, no, in case maybe some people may want to feel a ministry towards that, especially people like you in Lagos. Mudupe Kol. That's the name of the place. Usually in Yaba side. Yeah. My wife has a friend among the Abino. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm just saying something. Among the invalid. My dear, when my wife told me, can we go there? I said, no. I'm a disciple now. I said, no, yeah, let's go. Let's go. When we got inside, the stench of smell. Oh, my God. You will see a 70-year-old man. Or maybe more than that. Or 60-something. Old people. I'll be my dear wife. Like this. Who poo poo and wee wee on themselves? My God. There are no one, two, there are plenty in that place. People that life didn't go well for. When we enter, you see, may God deliver me. The stench of that place, and I can't, you know, I'm discipling somebody. I'm discipling my wife. How can I show that I don't love people? You know the most shocking part? When my wife got there, she sat on their bed. She hugged, oh my God. She hugged one of the ladies. That lady should be well older than you. And that lady, she likes my wife. Maybe people don't hug her. Was she talking well? And I don't know where my wife got the grace. She seems to be understanding in a way. When me, I'm struggling. Because, oh, you see, as I even sat down, I'm confessing. You know, all I was doing, I said, you know, sweetheart, when are we going to be leaving? Have you not been visiting that place? She's been visiting. That's the time I knew the kind of heart she had. I had to go and repent. So, you see, when God said, call the lame, I found out that what Jesus values is not what we value, even in our churches. How many people are doing wedding programs? If you see the lame enter your cathedral, what will ushers do? Please. You push away people that will give you eternal reward. And you welcome the people who are full of pride of material things that will perish. You see a man enter that, but that do like this. We welcome Chief Doctor, and I see you to say, welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. Daddy, and we really bless God, sir. Daddy, if I really honor what Jesus looks at you and says, who is honoring you? Look, this thing took me to serious meditation. So sometimes you might do a program shaking Mr. A. They're saying you really did well, brother. Take a check. And they write you a check of 100,000. Ah, Daddy, come and see the Lord. Heaven say, that's not what I said. What did I say? People who cannot repay you are the people I said you should invite. That thing, look. It's now, I think now, I'm having acts to this. Not that time. Not that time. Are you seeing the blessing? Let me ask you a question. If we begin to do that, do you know we are on a pathway of commanding material wealth? I will show you in the Bible. The church is not supposed to be poor, because the one that should live among us is the blessing.
Not a blessing.
And the blessing is beyond material things. Some people think when we talk about the blessing, we will not have material things. No. We will go there. What is material? If you say material can tear. Abi? Fire can catch material. Is that what you should struggle for? Imagine people are going to school for material. And maybe you've heard me preach it before. Thank you, Damilola. Certificate is paper with value of investment of the years you put in it. Now, what makes that paper is the years you put in that paper.
Even if you use
a
damage, it can
still burn. You yourself can die. So when you are laboring in school for paper, you had better readdress why you are going to school. You labor to collect certificate, paper that you put value into, so that you can go and make another paper that you call money. Paper for paper. Somebody say with me, say the blessing. That is the issue. So now, your greatest passion is the blessing. Who is the blessing? Jesus. That's the person you want to become like. When you say, hallelujah.
Amen.
How can you have the Prince of Peace and think that I cannot really have peace until I marry? You know, some people used to think that I can't really have peace until I marry. Some people think I cannot really have peace until I have money. Amen. Number one. Iwoni number two, that's self. Emini ma koko. What happened to you?
Even when brothers and sisters,
even when family members, husband and wife, the husband will face the wife and say, Emini ma koko Jerry, and they'll start fighting. Oluwa, Emini ma. What is that? It's, you see, there are some things we say with our mouth that we don't know their spiritual laws.
Yeah.
When the early church was praying, the unity among them is what brought the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
When we want to pray in our church, Father, you will raise this church for your glory.
Yeah.
Not singing songs that are not scriptural. It's not correct. It's not biblical. I've been in such meetings before. A millerican. So what happened to that other person? We are going to pray for the body of Christ. God must deliver us from that. God must help our pastors. God must help our pastors. Many of them are genuinely called by God, but something went wrong. Something went wrong. The blessing. How can the blessing? This is the blessing. And they say when you have the blessing, it covers everything. And somebody, look at Joshua, say, seek ye first. Because when the king is in you and his domain, there is nothing else. Do you remember that scripture? In Romans chapter, it said, if God could not spare his son, how will he not with him? Oh, let's open that scripture. Romans chapter 8 and verse 32.
He who did not spare his
own. Oh, I like that. I like that. King James should talk first.
He, God,
who did not spare the blessing.
But deliver it us.
He delivered Christ Jesus, the blessing, up for us.
How shall he not?
With him.
So freely
give us how many things?
Look at it.
What did the Bible say? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. How will God, who sent Jesus and gave him to you? Excuse me. What is our prince? Hi. How will he not with him? Freely what? Please, what is not freely? If I gave you the greatest, is it the minus that I won't give? Are you following me?
Yeah.
If the major I gave without you begging, without you praying, is it the minor you will do VG for? Oh, you are not following me now. You see how you two can go and kill yourself. You are afraid that your future will not be bright. When the major has been given to you, Christ, you are now praying that your future will be bright. The major has been given. Is it your future that will be a problem? You see how the spirit of fear can make you a slave. This scripture makes me enter into permanent rest. I can't tell. Prayer for what? My prayer is to grow in Christ. See, as you grow in Christ, we are going to now study the words of Christ on how to see how to use material things. Take note, we will not have material things. We already have that which is greater than material things. We are only now to be taught how to use material things. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
We will not have money. We are too big to have money and for money to have us. We are too big to have money. We are too big to have money and for money to have us. We are too big. Too big. I'm too big to have billions of dollars. I'm too big. I'm bigger than that. Just like my own master did not have a car. And he was bigger than everybody combined. And he spoke about it. He said, I tell you these things. A time shall come, you shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. And he didn't have a car. So you see, real true blessing. We talk about material things. You are not following me.
Yeah.
Our pocket is empty, but we are confident. See, what the church ought to teach is, you don't need to go for material things. Because Christ, that is greater than material things, has been given. You don't labor to have material things. You are too big to have that. We only need to teach you how to use it. It's how to use, not how to have. Not pray to get. And it's how to use, we'll be teaching you from tomorrow. And you will effortlessly see how to use money. It's time to teach the body of Christ. We are not poor. We are not what? We are not poor. I'm not poor. I'm not poor. I'm not poor. I can't be poor. Can't be poor. Can't be poor. I'm not poor. There's no poverty in my lineage. Can't be poor. I am God in my spirit. I can't be poor. Did you hear? Brother David had a glimpse. A glimpse. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. Open Psalm 23 and every version should read. You will see that poverty is not lack of money. It's when God is not in your spirit. Psalm 23, King James first.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want. I'm not translation. Amplified should wait. Good news.
The Lord
is my shepherd.
I have everything I need.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Let's think on it.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have Ben Satekate for Pasa. Theasa, you must enter the revelation of scriptures. Stop thinking this is an information. It is a revelation. This is what guarantees your rest. The Lord is. Not the Lord will be. Not the Lord may be. The Lord is. The Lord is my shepherd. I have. Not I pray to, I struggle to, I have everything I need. Another translation.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I lack nothing.
Eh? The Lord, say it louder, my dear.
I lack nothing.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack
nothing.
There is no lack in my system. There is no lack in my lineage. I can't lack because God, the source, lives inside me. And I speak by the experience of my own life. I don't lack. Listen to me. When God gave me privilege and I was speaking and I saw wealthy people with cars parked outside, when I was talking by the grace of God alone, everybody was focused. Because what I carry in me that will bless them is coming out. And when I finished, I didn't enter a car. I went back to look for a bike. They were leaving the church meeting and going back to their very various cars. And I walk confidently. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I've just finished giving them life. It does not matter if I check. I don't lack. I'm bigger than a car. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You are bigger than a car. You are bigger than wedding gown. You are bigger than that. May it become a revelation of your spirit.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than Naira. I'm big. I think the day God showed me. I'm bigger than Naira. I'm too big to have it. I have been given authority to use it. You see, even my own growth is growth in how to use material things. That's where we must grow. Because the problem is, for you to be able to use material things, heaven must satisfy that your old man is dead. That's our problem. It's not God that is withholding billions from us. It's Allah, our name. God will check our heart and say, and I love this girl. Don't give her yet. Don't give her yet. I will have her be correct than have money use her. That's our problem. You know why that's our problem? If he could not withhold his son, the major, is it the minor who do VG for? You don't say, call your family members, tonight is the night of glory. Everyone that has refused to gain visa to America. That's what we are coming to pray for. Visa for America. Visa for UK. We've reduced the blood of Jesus Christ to nothing. And you tell people, you will shout loud and clear that divine riches that make me a testimony in the whole of our family happened this year. I prophesy as a man of God, in the next 2 months, somebody is going up. What is that? Somebody that has already gone up, that you are saying you will go up. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Another translation? Amplified.
The Lord
is my shepherd.
To feed.
To guide.
To shield me. I shall not lack.
Hallelujah. Listen, I'm saying it before now, so that when it happens, you don't say, my need has not crossed to millions of dollars. When we get there, I shall begin to count millions of dollars. I know it by this scripture. It's a growth. My needs have not touched it yet. I'm going back. You will be when I get there, you will see us record millions of dollars. When we get there, we shall record it. Because it's a need, not a want. God doesn't give you want, so He gives you needs. When the need becomes billions of dollars project, we will count it. We will record it. I remember when the Lord said to me, "Son, prepare for wealth." I was, "What are you saying?" He said, "Prepare. I need to deal with your heart. Because something about material things, that I don't want it to use you. So prepare." You see, I'm saying it now. Because if I have Jesus, Motu, when you have Jesus, is it naira you can get? Aya. Amen. How will he not with him? Freely. What is freely?
Graciously.
Willingly. Effortlessly.
Cheerfully.
Joyfully. Give you how many things?
All
I said how many things?
All things.
Imagine when Jesus now said, rather than for us to focus on Christ, we are now looking for things that will not last. This way we are going to pray. I think God will help us.
Amen.
You want God to deal with your heart. It's your heart that is the problem. Are you now waking up to make more money? Yeah? What's not make more money? How can I carry my own life, whole life to go and make more money? No. We will talk about how to use. The way to use and multiply money. We will talk about it. But it's not what to have. The blessing is Christ Jesus. So your greatest pursuit is the pursuit of your growth in the blessing. Let us pray.